Stop crying about the rain. Duo featuring British Watts for a visit. Now, my booking agent worked with a promotion company of promoters who did all these gigs. They booked them all and put them all together, and they hooked up with all these venues that we're doing. And the promoter called my booking agent, after he found out we're called the Graham Parker Duo featuring Brimsley Shorts, and he said, God, I don't like that name. And I said to my agent, well, it's a tradition. I've done quite a few duo tours with different people, and this one is featuring Brimsley Shorts. So they said, you know, that's the name of the band. Tell the promoter, bugger off, that's the name. So he went back to him and said, no, Graham says it's called Graham Parker Duo featuring. He said, well, that sounds like a couple of losers playing a martini bar. That's the idea of a Blackpool beer with three people and a dog. So anyway, I met up with this promoter. You know, I said, it's meant to sound like a couple of losers playing a martini bar. It's called irony. Straight out of his head. No. Retro cool. Ever heard of that? That's me, Brimsley Cool, and Brimsley, follow it, yes. So anyway, I got beaten down, they beat me down, I know I'm weak, just thought, I've got too much to fucking worry about. So, call it whatever you like. Graham Parker and Brinsley Schwartz. Two accountants from Neasden. That's what I'm saying. Bloody stupid. Now I said Dolly Hill once.
Yes.
The Dad would be Parker Schwartz. All right, let's go to Howling Wind, my very first album. Yeah, that last one was from Three Chords Good, which was the first album me and the Rumour did after a gap of 31 years. It was amazing. Most of us were in the Caribbean, just lolling around for 30 years. That was beautiful. And then somebody said, let's get back and go, oh, bloody hell, really? Nice here. So we did. This one's from Howling Wind. It's called Between You and Me. In my head, and that's all that's left between you and me. Oh yeah, that's all that's left between you and me. Yeah. Next thing I knew, I was being carried out to sea. Somebody whispered, hey, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? And that's all that's left between you and me. Ooh, baby, yeah, that's all that's left between you and me. Say, did you realize when this split came to be? So is it somebody's eyes when they don't want to see? Hey, all I heard was a storm crashing around, nothing more than the silence, not even a sound. And that's all that's left between you and me. Between you and me, oh yeah. That's how that's kept between you and me. Help me now. Between you and me, everybody say it. Between you and me, that's right. Between you and me, that's how between you and me. Pretty interesting. We played this track as the final bit of the documentary about us that was on the BBC a couple of years back. And any skiers here tonight? Any? Okay, more than socks and tees, that's for sure. And you're at the mountains, right? The song has nothing to do with skiing. Gun blasts into the future from the past. It blasts that phony snow that looks like cake mix down below. From my vintage here upon this mountain steel chair, I can see a lot, but it's not always crystal clear. I'm where the snow runs down. The trail is a lot kind of turns, and one of them just made me pay. But I always knew those strong winds would come around and take you away. So I checked my gear to make sure everything is strapped on tight. Cause I've seen a lot of accidents, and that's why I live alone with that on my own. Crystals black my vision, and it's hard to keep the trail in sight. But just like snowflakes, no two of us are quite alike. So I check my gear and make sure everything is strapped on tight. Cause I've seen a lot of accidents, that's why I'll be alone. We tended to be, you know, it was high octane days. I was younger, they weren't quite as young, but I inspired them to high octane maneuvers. It's just the way it was, and that's what got the material across. But some of the songs got a bit lost on the way, I think. So this one we never did it live because we knew we'd bludgeon it and do it at about 100 miles an hour. But it was covered by the Pointer Sisters. The Pointer Sisters did this. They were way past their prime, was a big saying. No, they were good, but I mean, as an act that would bring me money, as we were talking about, the hit records had gone, baby, it was over, and then they covered me. What was that all about, you know? Wouldn't have done it right after Lady Marmalade, you know? Come on, ladies, help me out here. I'm staying in the Caribbean longer, for Christ's sake. It's a good one, though, from Heat Treatments. Here we go. Now I can stay. Should follow Howlin' Wind with another record pretty quick, and I was like, I've got nothing, you know. Somehow I wrote Heat Treatment with songs like that, and I don't know how to this day, but anyway, Howlin' Wind was a lifetime distilled, I suppose. Everybody's first album should be. It's going to be good if it's going to be not wasting your time. And Howlin' Wind wasn't wasting anybody's time at all. So let's get swinging on this, yeah?
Yeah.
People very excited. Go, 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 Graham, go, go. Take it over to social media. Apparently I have a Facebook page. I did not know that. That was there. Other people were doing it. Now they've taken over that. 23,000 followers. And I do a bit of Twitter because it's on Twitter. No, but I don't do a lot of hashtagging or following or answering people. I ignore people. I just do it to send photographs of backstage things like brooms. So they see followers, there they are. Brooms and ironing boards that look like aliens. That's my kind of idea of Twitter. They've taken over it. Graham, we're going to do this competition with the pre-orders of Mystery Glue, that's the name of the album. And anybody who wins, how about you do a show in their house, five or six numbers or something? I said, yeah, I'll do it, no problem. Let's do it. And the legal department of Universal got wind of this and said, no. It's a major record label. They can't fuck around with it. Like, Graham might get molested. He might, try and hit somebody or break a china plate. We can't do it. So it's going to be in a studio in London. Which, yeah, I know. So if you pre-order the album and you win this prize, along with about five other people, just tell them you don't want the prize. It's crap. It's worthless. You have to go to London? No, I should be coming to Glasgow, right? Come on. Yeah. I'm in the kitchen. Yeah. Oh, damn it. Anyway, let's do a song from Mystery Glue right now. I've done Bad Things. People's houses, just because they're there. I found my hands down big girls' blouses. It's what, honey, I don't care, because I've done bad things. You know I've done bad things. Yes, I've done bad things now. Well, I've done bad things, but I don't care. Which I parted, stumbled and rubber ties with a knife or a nail. Made myself freeze, I lived in the process and suffered for my sins. Swinging off the rail because I've done bad things. Yes, I've done bad things. Everybody done bad things.
Split. He wouldn't be flipping burgers now, let alone Commander in Chief. He'd be getting the criminals stripping from the elastic pipe. It's a little unhealthy, to criminalize it. You know that it's right. You know what I'm talking about? You might have done that.
Bye.
Miss Green Brewery is the alley, right in Seamus Commons. Right, so what do we do? Yeah, buy a grip, that's right. No. Go on then. Vinyl! We'll come out on vinyl. So, Scotland in general has always been great for us from the beginning of my career. All the places we've played, Stirling University, Edinburgh, and the Apollo especially. Yeah. Yeah. Up today, we were talking about that stage, the 10-foot high. Was that because they were frightened that the audience might not like an in true Scottish spirit? So I'm glad we didn't play there as a duo. It might not have come back in 76, but we always went down well. The support has always been fucking great here. Thank you. Alright, well great. Let's do a nasty little rocker for you from a record called Mona Lisa's Sister. Came out in 1988. Drink and then check the heartbeat. A wedding gown has been burned to ashes, fanned by the flicker of her father's lashes. Well, it's one last chance to kiss a girl. She looks so good, he looks so sane. No one knew he had a fatal vision. Well, it's one last chance to kiss a game. Look too good, you look so sane.
Under the mask, under the mask.
electrical guitar. In the United Kingdom, and it deserves to be done here. It's about, it's not really about north of the border, it's about us English nerks. It's all about us, and there's so many different characters in it, I'll never get the lyrics straight, so I'm bringing it up. Look at it. Not ashamed of that. Unlike rich pop stars, I can't afford one of those little screens. I probably could afford it, actually, but no, I couldn't. I don't want one. I want bits of paper. Yeah. Honest, isn't it, really? For people with bad memories getting old. Yeah. Big, that's a quality thing you can't see. All right, this is called Nation of Shopkeepers. So,
to my mini-cooper.
feeling speed out.
Now I ask you, how long will we
was for months of parents. He nearly got molested by her. Out of chance, he came out in a handsome with a ton of pride. With muscles on his muscles, and Kate Moss by his side.
Feels real, you
whispers fading, wait until it bites right down beside you. The world is easy when you just playing around with it. Everything's a swirl, every girl's a kill. Then it gets unreal, and then you don't feel anything, anything.
I don't care about the world. I try to follow the edge of the world.
yard. Back to school is to put that right. I'm gonna 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 put that right. white honey. I'll get it from your candy man. White honey, yeah. Any time I think you can. Yeah. See it take her in her space. Who does this treachery? I'm gonna shout with bleeding hands. Well, is it you, baby? Or is it me? No, I never will understand. Hey, Lord, don't ask a question here.
Questions, please. Hey, Lord, don't
great sir. Thank you very much. Our great act who was on with us on his on all the tour, Mr. Tristan McKay, please. Mystery Glue, which is a sort of first song that's being exposed on the record. As you've heard, and you've heard a few other songs, you know it's not emblematic or typical of the record, because I write varied records, as you know. Guitar, please, acoustic. Here we go. And this is called Railroad Spikes. I was just out of school, yeah, I didn't learn much. And looking for a job, there wasn't much as such. They gave me a work on the family floor. And the railroad boom, just before the war. I had a steady income for the master mall. I hammered those spikes out of motor car. And in New Pacific was screaming for more. Shoulders got big and my back got strong. Swinging that hammer all day long. And the rails kept rolling and the world came along. Railroad spikes, railroad spikes. Railroad spikes, railroad spikes. Railroad spikes. Open nails ran right out of the gates. Along with penny farthings and wooden plates. Things started moving at incredible speed. Like an old motor, you were all free. Spark the world again from what you would be. All the finest ladies and the gentlemen friends. And the poker flowers, I'm around the bend. The man kept working 24 hours. Pounding that steel in the middle of the flowers. Who like weeds in the summer showers. Railroad spikes, railroad spikes. Hammer, hammer, hammer those railroad spikes. Railroad spikes, railroad spikes. Railroad spikes.
Baby,
regulate.